Anybody get depression? Shame on you. I've never been depressed in my whole life.
Oh, yeah. You're an exceptional individual.
No. Actually, why should I be talking about depression? I don't even know what it is. Do you understand that depression is no faith? Well, it's faith inverted. Look, worry is upside down faith. It's negative faith. Jewish faith is don't worry. If you could learn sort of like look at things and not worry, not fall to worry, that would be faith. Only faith can do that. If you don't have any faith, you can not worry by not seeing it, pretending that, you know, your kids are okay when they're not, looking through rose-colored glasses. We're not talking about that kind. You see, I do distinguish between everything. You know, there's the right kind of faith and there's the wrong kind of faith. There's a kind of faith or being born again. I discussed that with you last year. It couldn't have been a year, but it was last a couple of weeks ago. You can be an emotionally reborn, which is a hypnotic state. So you feel like you've been reborn because you're forgetting how dead you are. You suddenly feel alive again. You know? Like if you were it's a cultural thing. It's a cultural Christianity. It's like if you're an Italian and you eat spaghetti and you have this cultural food, and every time you eat spaghetti, whoop, 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 you're more of an Italian. You drink vodka, whoop, 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 you're Russian. You've got your identity reinforced. The sense of being a Christian. See? There's all kinds of ideas, ways of making you think you are saved and you have faith, and when you have no such thing. And then when you have been saved, as I said last time, in an emotional way, then you're not going to get any better. You've actually got worse. You've denied the truth. In other words, you've been a false faith, a substitute for a real one, and you fell for it. You've been fooled again, and of course you start acting like a Christian, but things don't work out right because you're not coming from a good place. The life isn't flowing from within you without you. See? It's not flowing. When the light is in you, thank God you have depression. Because if you have depression, in one sense, it's the precursor to faith. Because all it does is that your depression has to do with the light shining on your future, the way you're going. It's not set in stone. See? It shines on the way you are going, the kind of stupid ass you are, the kind of folly, your emotionally confused state. The way you're going is the way you're growing, or the way you're reacting and the way you're growing is the way you're going. And it's what you're becoming. See, you're taking your cue, stimulation, from pressures, from greed, from self-gratification, from denial, from forgetting, from getting drunk, or getting lost into worry, thinking you can figure everything out for yourself because there's nothing greater than Almighty you. See? So once you understand that God is within you, and God is showing you that you're wrong, and that you don't resent knowing it. You know, my wife Anne hates to know she's wrong. She doesn't know she's doing wrong when she's doing it. She doesn't, when she makes excuses. And these excuses are horrible. Like it's enough to drive anybody insane. It means I have to be wrong in order for she to be right. She won't say she's wrong. She's afraid of that pain. She tries to be the best mother, the best wife she can be, but she can't be yet. She's acting out what she thinks is right, and she's got it roughly correct, but she's not coming from a good place, and if you're not coming from a good place, you're going to do all kinds of things wrong. You're going to try too hard. You're going to do too much. See? And then you're going to feel guilty for trying too hard because there's something wrong with it, spending your whole life pleasing people. Because the sense of who you are mustn't come from how people think of you. And there are plenty of people who confuse you. Have you ever seen that people make excuses? How do you react to making excuses? Look, either that you're wrong about the excuses, not really excuses, it's just the truth. If you're right about what you're saying, and the excuse is, there's nothing else but an attempt to confuse you. And they don't care about you. They only care about them being right. And if you resent them, and you start doubting yourself, you're going to have depression. You start to growing and going in the wrong way. You start accepting a wrong as a right.